the story of Jesus' ascension into heaven often gets overlooked, mainly because it always falls on a Thursday. Jesus ascends into heaven in the presence of his disciples 40 days after Easter. And so depending on how much of a stickler you are when it comes to following the church calendar, churches can either celebrate the ascension on the following Sunday or not. So, here we are, ascension, by way of Sunday. Woohoo! One reason that I think it's worth pondering this story is that it concludes Jesus' earthly work. It's the final movement of this epic drama that we call Son of God. Think back to Christmas Eve, several months ago, gathered here singing Silent Night, singing Joy to the World, recounting how God stepped into our world, born into human form, the incarnation. God made flesh in Jesus. That's movement one. And then jump ahead to the crucifixion on Good Friday, when God in Christ is nailed to the cross, when all was thought to be lost. That's movement two. And then on the third day, as Jesus foretold, Jesus is raised again, leaving behind burial cloths in the tomb. Jesus is alive. Death has no power. That's movement three. And now his ascension is the fourth movement. But you see, it's not the end. In fact, it's a threshold moment. Jesus is passing on the baton. The continuing work of the gospel has been handed to his disciples. You are witnesses, he says. And then he instructs them to wait for what is promised. Just a clue, that's next week, it's Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes, right? And Luke ends his account of Jesus' life in this text. He ends his account of the life and death of Jesus much the way that Luke started his gospel. Jesus tells his disciples to remain in Jerusalem until the power from on high will come down. And this sort of echoes at the very beginning what Mary heard when the angel Gabriel comes down and says, the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will give birth to the Messiah. Jesus blesses the disciples and he ascends in front of their very eyes. And then they go about back to Jerusalem and they worship in the temple. Well, at the beginning of Luke, Zechariah was in the temple, going into the temple, waiting for the blessing of God to the people. And then the angel comes and says, God is going to do something. There's something new that's happening. It's a threshold story because there's a new chapter now that is being written. Something new is on the horizon. The work of Jesus is continuing in a new and different way, and the disciples are part of that work. You and I are part of that work. Being on the threshold of something usually means that there is an in-between space, an in-between time. This is what we might call what the disciples are experiencing, right? This in-between space, that Jesus is no longer with them in the same way that he has been in this earthly way, and yet the promised Holy Spirit has not yet come. That happens, again, on Pentecost, 10 days later if you're doing the math. In-between spaces can be somewhat formidable, full of unknowns and uncertainty. I think each of us can relate to those moments where we felt in between, where there was one thing that was ending or has ended and the other is only beginning. And those moments where you might feel a little untethered, maybe drifting, unmoored, waiting to arrive at the new thing. It can feel like maybe like Peter when he stepped out of the boat, right? And he's walking on water, and he's between the boat and he's between Jesus. If you are graduating, you might feel like this. Because the foundational education part of your life is concluding, and the next chapter is only beginning. It's about to unfold. You are somewhere between these two moments. There are families here who are PCSing soon in the coming months. Some with and without a new location. You yourself might feel like you're in between those in-between moments. There are some who are enduring sickness, who are being hospitalized or living in extended care, waiting for answers, ready to go home, ready for healing. They might find themselves in those in-between spaces. And I know that there are some of you, like my family, who are adjusting to a new reality, still waiting to find a new and different equilibrium at the loss of a loved one. Every holiday, including today, Mother's Day, feels different than before. The scriptures are full of those in-between moments, full of moments where God's people, Israel, waited for God to act as God promised. And through it all, God remains faithful. Jesus tells the disciples to recall what the laws of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, what they said about Jesus, what they said about God's promises. And what we find is that God has always been faithful, always trustworthy through it all. Jesus in the tomb was perhaps one of those in-between moments. Death was thought to be the final movement of the story. And then at the empty tomb, the angel said to Mary and the other women, "Remember what he told you? That he was to be raised on the third day." God's power and promise of new life reign over even death. Jesus tells the disciples, "You are witnesses of these things. You and I are witnesses of how Jesus has lived and moved in our lives, of how God has sustained us through those in-between moments." And I think it's good in community for us to share these moments with each other. Because it's in these stories, they help sustain us and give us hope. These are powerful stories, my friends, and I know that each one of us has those stories of how God has sustained us through those in-between moments. And perhaps when we share those stories, Jesus is embodied and resurrected in our midst all over again. So all of this is to say that in those moments where you feel in between, you are not alone. God, who has proven faithful over the generations, promises to be with you. And God promises that power from on high will always come. God is with you. And this community of believers called the church is with you. Jesus' ascension shows us that even on a Thursday, perhaps what we might call an in-between day, not yet weekend day, that even on a Thursday, God's power and faithfulness remain for you and I. Thanks be to God. Amen.